How do gold medal winning Olympic rowers celebrate? Well, get back on the water, of course, and that is no joke, as rowing pair Grace Prendergast and Kerry Gawler brought home New Zealand's first gold medal of the Tokyo Olympics today. There was just two things on their minds. Had they done New Zealand proud? And how quickly could they get back out on the water ahead of their rowing eights final tomorrow? Jean Bell and cameraman Nick Munro were at the Cloud for all the action and reaction.
24 hours ago.
The moment world champion rowing pair Kerry Gawler and Grace Prendergast snatched New Zealand's first Olympic gold. Back home at the Cloud, there was sheer elation and excitement for their friends and family as the rowers crossed the finish line just 1 second ahead of their rivals, the Russian Olympic Committee and Canada. There were high hopes after Kerry and Grace, who have been together for 7 years, smashed a world record in their semi-final. An emotional father, Tim Prendergast, is bursting with pride.
So just amazing that together... two different personalities that have created such a good combination. Very down-to-earth girls. Yeah. It's just Grace and Kerry, and great girls, yeah.
Mum Sally says the girls kept their focus.
They appear so level-headed and calm, but modest as well. Like, you know, they don't want to talk too much before they actually race. You know, they just keep it very level.
She says the duo faced challenges training during the pandemic.
You know, they've worked so hard, they made the most of COVID lockdown, they trained all the time and, so proud.
Whilst their parents watched on the big screen, back on the Sea Forest waterway in Japan, the reality of their win was still sinking in for New Zealand's newest golden girls.
Honestly, I don't really know at the moment. It's such a whirlwind and it's such a dream, but I'm just so stoked. I'm just so happy.
Yeah, same. I can't believe it. Like, I feel like we crossed the line and I just started yelling, have we done it? But yeah, it's amazing. I'm so glad.
Kerry's parents, Manawatu farmers Diane and Brent, are thrilled.
Still sinking in. It's nice
that the expectation was realised, I think. It's, you sort of sit at a level for so long wondering and it's now done. So.
Also amongst supporters in the Cloud's makeshift grandstand is Rachel McCann, a school friend of Grace's.
I talked, messaged her this morning and she was just saying she couldn't wait for it. She was nervous, but she couldn't wait for it. And I think, like, when you hear them speak, they're just so confident in their ability and they're just so deserving. They've put in so much work. None of us will know how much work they've put in. But you could see it, they were just confident in what they needed to do.
Top of the world, top of the Olympic tree as well. That is Prendergast and Gawler.
Strict COVID rules during the Olympics mean athletes must put on their own medals. There was emotion amongst the crowd at the Cloud as Kerry and Grace placed gold medals around each other's necks. Meanwhile, the Gawlers say they'll be spending tonight enjoying a celebratory drink and responding to a flood of congratulatory text messages.
We've got about half an hour of admin on texting.
Yes. Oh, no, I haven't even looked at my phone.
And they'll all be back tomorrow. There's no rest for the wicked. This afternoon, Kerry Gawler and Grace Prendergast were already back on the water practicing with the women's rowing eight ahead of their final tomorrow afternoon.
And Grace Prendergast and Kerry Gawler join me now live from Tokyo. Grace, did you even get a minute to stop and celebrate and scoff down a slice of pizza?
Not yet. I think that's tomorrow's job. I had some peanut butter and jam on toast. That's about as good as I got. But yeah, no. And no time to really let it sink again.
And then straight back out on the water.
Yeah, we went for a quick row on the eight, which was actually quite nice to jump back in that boat and sort of flick to what we've got to do tomorrow. But yeah, no rest for the wicked.
Well, let's talk about what you did today. Utterly amazing. Congratulations. What were you saying to each other when you went over the line?
I think as soon as we crossed the line, Kerry just turned to me and was like, have we done it? And I was like, yeah, I think we have. I think we were just so in our own boat and sort of focused on what we were doing. It took a moment to settle in, sink in, and I still don't know if it really has sunk in yet, to be honest.
As we were all glued to our televisions watching you, we kind of saw you give the side eye to the Canadian team as you were coming down the back half, and you were clearly talking to each other. What was going on at that point?
I think just based on the racing earlier in the week, we knew you couldn't count out anybody else. So coming into that last sort of 500, I think I just wanted to have a bit of a double check and sort of take note of where everyone was and what everyone was doing, and just to make sure we weren't going to kind of get caught off guard. And I think we were just trying to stay in our boat and stay calm, but make sure we knew what was happening with the rest of the field.
You would have made a heap of sacrifices to get where you are today. You know, early mornings, hours on the road, working hard out when others, well, are couch surfing. Has it all been worth it?
Yeah, it's definitely been worth it. And I think, like, also we enjoy that we get to do this for our job. So you've got to, yeah, you do have to sacrifice things. But then on the flip side, we're very lucky to be able to do something that we love as our full-time job and then come and get to have an experience like this. So, yeah, I think it definitely makes all the hard work and the early mornings and the tough days worth it when you can get a result like this.
I know this is going to be like asking you about your favourite child, but how does it compare to win a gold compared to the other records and victories you've had?
I think everything is so special, but I think the Olympics just being normally every 4 years, but this one every 5 years, I think it just makes it that much more special. And, you know, it's sort of what every country prioritises, and everyone's going to turn up at Olympic Games putting their best foot forward. So I think, yeah, this one does top it off, and it is a bit more special than all the other ones, which is exciting.
Can you try for us to sum it up in a few words? What is it like to be an Olympic gold medalist?
I think just surreal is how I would explain it. Like, the support that we've received over this week has been incredible, right from the heat to the semi-finals and then today. Like, I don't quite really know how to even take it all in, and to feel like you've got a whole country that's sort of been on this journey with you is incredible. And it's so surreal, and I don't think it'll sink in for a while.
Hey, Grace, just before you go, a bit of a public service message from your dad. He's a bit worried that you might be getting sunburnt.
Oh, no, never. I'm very diligent with that. I know better than that.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, is Kerry standing there next to you? Can we have a chat?
Yes, I've got her here. I'll pass you over.
Are you there, Kerry?
Hello, Kerry. Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. Absolutely fantastic effort.
Thank you very much.
So how do you look in gold, Kerry?
I think pretty good.
Fantastic. Hey, tell us about when you went over the line, because you were slightly confused, not so sure that you had it in the bag, weren't you?
Yeah, I think as Grace said, we were just so in our boat, in our race, and I sort of didn't want to start celebrating before I knew. I just turned to Grace and asked if we'd done it, but I think, like, I obviously did know where everyone else was in the race, but couldn't be so sure. I think it was just, like, one of those moments where you just can't believe it.
Because you're like a missile, right? Your eyes are locked on straight ahead and you're just going for it. So what are you thinking when you're in that headspace?
Well, I guess I just, like, I feel as though I don't need to sort of look anywhere. I feel like I trust that Grace knows what's going on and is going to call what we need to do. And I think at the end of the day, we just have to race from A to B as fast as we can. So there's no point in me looking around at what's going on. But yeah, no, it is unusual how I just don't really look anywhere.
What was it like when they bring the medals over to you, right, on the tray, and it was just fantastic to see you picking up the medal and putting it around your buddy and your fellow champion's neck? What was that like?
Yeah, I think that's pretty special. That's something we've never actually got to do, as sort of give each other the medals. So that was actually really cool, because it was a really special moment to be able to present them to each other. For all the, like, hard work that we've put in.
Had you had a chat about it, or did you just decide on the hoof that's the way you were going to do it?
No,
we just decided that's how we were going to do it.
Wonderful, wonderful effort today, and best of luck tomorrow. We'll all be cheering you on.
Thank you very much. Love the support.
Fantastic to talk to you. All the best. And that was Olympic gold medalist Kerry Gawler. And before that, we were talking to her rowing partner, Grace Prendergast. Amazing effort today.